In anticipation of potential civil unrest surrounding the presidential election here in the United States on Tuesday, the National Guard has been deployed in three states: Washington, Oregon, and Nevada, with more states considering doing the same thing. If you think that this election is a major pivotal point, that's pivotal point, just didn't come out right, in the history of the Republic, then subscribe to this channel down below. I'll keep you in the loop, because it appears as things, no matter what the outcome is on Tuesday, if we get it Tuesday, things could pop off either way on either side of the aisle here. Also, if you consume content on Rumble, subscribe to my channel there as well. Many people say, Jared, why aren't you on Rumble? Jared has been on Rumble for over 3 years. So subscribe to that channel as it continues to grow. Maybe one day that'll be a primary for me. Maybe. Never know. So links down below. All right, these activations of National Guard units come after at least three ballot drop box locations being set on fire, resulting in the destruction or damage of hundreds of ballots, as have been reported throughout the news the last couple days. Now, the majority of the damaged ballots were found in a drop box in Vancouver, Washington, while most ballots in Portland, Oregon, which also had a box set ablaze, most of them managed to survive that fire that occurred on the same day as the one in Vancouver. Now, authorities believe these incidents are connected to an earlier fire in Vancouver on October 8th, but we'll learn more as more is released. Now, in a news release on Friday, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee confirmed the readiness of the National Guard and acknowledged that the southwest region of Washington State had already experienced specific instances of election-related unrest. Yet he didn't specify any more than that. Inslee did not specify the number of troops being deployed, but he stated that they would be able to assist law enforcement from Monday through Thursday. Additionally, the Department of Homeland Security has issued warnings about ongoing threats to election infrastructure, as reported by Governor Inslee. Again, no specifics were mentioned. Now, Governor Inslee did say, quote, based on the general and specific information and concerns regarding the potential for violence or other unlawful activity related to the 2024 general election, I want to ensure that we are fully prepared to respond to any potential additional civil unrest, end quote. So he's not going to deploy National Guard to take care of anything caused by illegal immigrants, just the potential of American citizens being pissed off enough about what's going on in their country to maybe take control of it back. But before I continue with this news, I want to thank the sponsor of the channel. It's Hidden Hybrid Holsters. Guys, they are patriots that make these extremely comfortable holsters by hand right over the hills here, well, there, in Ohio. They use locally sourced Amish leather backers, which are very, very, very comfortable. I use these every single day. And the Kydex up front gives you great retention, correct trigger coverage, and proper sight channels. Plus, you can even tuck your shirts in while wearing them, as I did here. Now, they have a lifetime warranty, and you're going to love them. Head on over to HiddenHybridHolsters.com and tell them I sent you. In response to the political climate, Governor Tina Kotek of Oregon announced on Friday that the National Guard is on standby there as well. This decision comes as political leaders urge peaceful demonstrations. Now, the governor's office is closely monitoring and coordinating with local, state, and federal agencies to ensure the safety of Oregon voters during the upcoming elections. But nothing about the crime and illegal immigrants and stuff like that. Just, again, we don't want those Americans doing anything to take their country back. While there is no current indication of unrest, the mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, acknowledged the presence of, in his words, a lot of uncertainty and tension in the community. So more thought crime, I guess, potential things. People might be upset, so we're going to have to lock it down. Now, in light of these circumstances, the Oregon State Police has been working with the Portland cops and the Oregon Department of Emergency Management. And as a precautionary measure, Portland's Unified Command, which includes city police, will increase staffing on Tuesday. Now, this is not totally unprecedented, guys. In 2020, in Oregon, then-Governor Kate Brown activated the National Guard for 48 hours around the election. And she's done this unified command thing with state troopers and sheriff's deputies and Portland police to manage protests in the past. Now, in recent years, the National Guard has been deployed in several states, primarily to counter cybersecurity threats during the elections. And this year is no different. The Colorado National Guard's Cyber Task Force has been activated this year as well to safeguard election infrastructure, and they have been doing that since 2018. So I guess technically that's the fourth state that has activated their National Guard. Now, Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo announced last week that 60 National Guard troops are on standby to ensure a safe and smooth election day. He emphasized that this decision was made after discussions with election officials and state leaders. Governor Lombardo said this, quote, "It is one of many proactive steps the state is taking to ensure all possible resources are in place for a timely response to any challenges that may arise." What do they think is going to happen? Now, it's worth noting that the activation is reportedly intended to support state and local police efforts on Election Day in the event of civil unrest. Now, in Washington, D.C., preparations are also underway. Police Chief Pamela Smith announced during a news conference on Tuesday that over 3,000 police officers will be scheduled for 12-hour shifts for the election. Last month, three prominent law enforcement organizations, the Major County Sheriffs of America, the National Sheriffs Association, and the Major Cities Chiefs Association, released a joint statement, and it revealed that authorities have been planning for this election for over a year and a half, and they urge citizens to remain vigilant and report any suspicious or unusual activities related to the election processes. Now, here's something that's very interesting. A recent YouGov poll revealed that nearly 27% of U.S. citizens are concerned about a civil war outbreak following the elections. 6% of poll takers believe the possibility of civil war breaking out after the election is, quote, very likely, while 21% say, quote, somewhat likely. 12% of the 1,266 respondents indicated that they know someone who might resort to violence if they felt Trump had been unfairly denied victory, while 5% said the same about Harris. 84% acknowledged that the country is more divided now than it was a decade ago. And to that I say, duh, that's the politicians who have done that to us. They don't want us to realize that we the people are the bosses, and should we ever just get together and all stand up and march in the same direction at the same time, their days are over instantly. Guys and gals, we are Americans. We have a civic duty to vote on Tuesday, and hopefully we get control of many facets of this country again that have been going crazy. And here, if you've made it to the end, here is a fear that I have now. If Kamala Harris doesn't win the election, meaning Donald Trump does win, for some reason they allow him to win, does that mean that the powers that currently be invoke the 25th Amendment to get rid of Joe Biden? Obviously, he's gone mentally. He's just gone. And then seat Kamala Harris at the throne, give her her moment in the sun. She'll have 2 months to write every executive order she could possibly think of, do whatever it is she wants as president to help keep the spiral going and maybe increase the downward spiral before the maybe peaceful exchange of power. So let me know what you think about that. That is something I was thinking about yesterday, and that's concerning to me. What do you think? Is there any chance it happens? Let me know what you think down below. I appreciate y'all. Be safe. Stay vigilant. And carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. I will see you on the next one. Take care.